Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 8th of June, 2013. It's the birthday of the world's first professor of agricultural physics, Franklin Hiram King, born on a farm near Whitewater, Wisconsin in 1848. In 1888, he was hired by the University of Wisconsin in Madison to start a department of agricultural physics. And his most famous legacy was the invention of the cylindrical silo. He was always looking for ways to reduce waste in farming, and he was struck at how much silage rotted in the corners of traditional rectangular silos. So he invented a cylindrical silo, which quickly became the standard for farmers across the country, transforming the rural landscape. Frank Lloyd Wright is said to have based his design for the Guggenheim Museum on King's idea. Mark Twain took a famous ride of his own on this day in 1867. He boarded the side-wheel steamer, the Quaker City, and set off on a five-month trip to Europe and the Mediterranean. This had never been done before, a transatlantic pleasure cruise on a steamship. And when Twain heard about the idea, he asked the San Francisco newspaper, the Alta California, if they wanted to send him as their correspondent. They did, for $1,200 passage money and $20 for each letter he sent home. And these letters made him famous. In 1868, he published them in a book called Innocents Abroad, or The New Pilgrim's Progress, the most popular travel book of his time. In Innocents Abroad, he wrote, "We wish to learn all the curious, outlandish ways of all the different countries so that we can show off and astonish people when we get home. We wish to excite the envy of our untraveled friends with our strange foreign fashions, which we can't shake off. All our passengers are paying strict attention to this thing, with the end in view which I have mentioned. The gentle reader will never, never know what a consummate ass he can become until he goes abroad." And here's a poem by Elizabeth Bishop entitled Full Moon, Key West. The town is paper white, the moonlight is so bright, flake on flake of wood and paint, the buildings faint. The tin roofs break into a sweat of heavy dew, dripping steadily down the gutters, click, click. Listen, all over town, from black gaps in bedroom gables, from little tables behind the shutters, big alarm clocks tick, tick. A spider's web glints blue, glints red. The mirrors glisten and the knobs on the bed. The island starts to hum like music in a dream. Paper white, drunk, the sailors come, stumbling, fighting, mumbling threats in children's voices, stopping, lighting cigarettes with pink dull fires, in groups like hands and fingers on the narrow sidewalks of cement that carry sounds like tampered wires, the long strings of an instrument laid on the stream, a zither laid upon the flood of the glittering gulf. A poem by Elizabeth Bishop entitled Full Moon, Key West, from her collection Edgar Allan Poe and the Jukebox, published by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering writing about finances, food, art, wine, and culture from around the world. More at wsj.com/celebrateweekend. And this is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.